I am truly curious about this one. Hector in Tucson, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
I've got a question. I heard that you could use vinegar to spray on your weeds, but it has to be, I think, in the 80s in order to do that, temperature-wise.
Vinegar on weeds.
Yeah, you
hang on just a second, Ray. Let me turn your mic on for you.
There it is.
There you go.
You can use vinegar to kill weeds.
You can?
Yes.
That sounds expensive.
Now, it's going to only kill the annuals. It will not kill the perennials. And Mr. and Harper and I were just talking about that earlier. It will come back. So it works. It's an organic. It's very safe for the homeowner. I don't think there's any labels to read or follow. You just put about 4% in a gallon of water.
Well, they do sell now formulated herbicides that have vinegar as the active ingredient in them.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some of the companies are doing that now. If you see a weed killer that says organic weed control or something like that, probably it's got some vinegar in it. But
it's not going to kill the root, though, just the top.
Yeah.
And is that why it doesn't work on perennials?
Yes, the perennials will store all their energy in stolons and rhizomes, usually. So that's why it's not going to translocate down into that system to kill that weed properly.
But it is a solution if somebody does not want to use, you know, some type of herbicide that you know. Well, it's a herbicide because it kills the weed. But
well, you can try a hula hoe too. That works.
Yeah, it's a herbicide too.
Yeah.
And that's nothing that you would have to worry about locking your dogs up for if you had critters in the backyard. Let's go to Darlene in Cave Creek. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to just kind of dovetail on this gentleman that had this plot that didn't grow things. I've got a flower bed in my backyard. It gets full sun, except for late afternoon, it gets shaded by Chilean mesquite. I have a drip system going to it. I planted roses in it. They die. I planted rosemary. It dies. Anything that I plant in it dies. It's on a drip system. I've dug out all the dirt and put in, you know, potting soil, topsoil kind of stuff into it. I'm at a loss of what to do.
Well, how close is the mesquite tree to it?
I'd say probably 30 feet. It's got a big canopy on it.
Okay, so if it's canopying the area, then the mesquite has roots in the area. And, you know, they're not toxic, but they're also far more aggressive and able to gather nutrients and water. Anytime you're trying to grow small plants near big, vigorous trees, you need to water more.
Okay.
You need to fertilize a little more often. That'd be my guess, is that what you're planting isn't the problem. It just may be the aftercare, the amount of water. Even though you have a drip system, if you're not watering enough with the drip system, then you know you're going to have to probably water more.
I did want to add something. How long do you have the plants in there before they start to die? And do they die rapid? Do they die slow? Is it a year?
Yeah. Depending on the size of the plant, it's fairly rapid. If I put in 2-inch little pots in there within a day or two, they're gone.
Yeah, you're just not watering enough.
It could be nematodes. It could be Mr. Harper said, it could just be the watering issue right there. But unless you came out and did a soil sample, you'd have
There's always a possibility there's something there. But if the mesquite tree's there and growing, there's probably nothing toxic in the soil. It's just a matter of, if you're planting small plants, you make sure you use lots of, you know, soil amendment, lots of organic material, and make sure, you know, the soil is a little bit moist before you put the plants in, and then you know, water, water, water. You know, it's just, you got to get those young plants, you start stressing for water, they generally just die. They don't recover.
So. Well, it's Mike, James, hang on. We'll take your calls after the break real quick. Recapping the tip, pre-emergent, weed control. Rosie, I think, hit it best when he said, it's a quality of life thing, not having to spend all your time pulling out stuff that either you don't want or your HOA is making you rip out.
Well, and cities, code enforcement in cities now are getting pretty strict about weeds and the way yards look. We've even had people that had wildflowers in their front yards get written up because the city guy didn't realize that's what they were, and they were burning up and drying up, and they looked bad. So, you know, out of respect for your neighbors, you know, to keep a good-looking landscape. As we go with less and less turf in our landscape and more rock or gravel yards, you know, it becomes a bigger issue as to the how they look and you know, lots of weeds and your neighbor's going to end up with those weeds if you don't control them because they're going to go to seed and travel into their yard. So, you know, it's a quality of life, but it's also, kind of out of respect for your neighbors as well.
And Ray, if somebody was interested in some ongoing professional care, because I'm pretty sure the stuff you're using isn't something that you could just go buy at the shelf.
No, ours are, you have to be a licensed contractor to buy most of the materials we buy. They're not harmful per se. They just, the rates are very high. So we have to, you know, and the way we apply our materials are on a big trucks or big boom trucks, and they're, it's just not the same. It's apples and oranges.
And how would someone get a hold of you?
Oh, they would email us, or they could call us at 480-941-9471.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.